This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network, let's pray America.
Well, let's pray America. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. And we are praying for our nation today. Thanks for partnering with me as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We're making a difference today, and for the next hour, we're going to pray, seek the face of God together. And together, I believe there will be a tremendous response from heaven. What an awesome day to be alive today on this Wednesday. I came to tell you this morning that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And so today we're going to start our day this morning by praising and worshiping our God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So let's enter His gates with thanksgiving. Let's enter His courts with praise. Let's be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. So here's my friend Noel Richards, and we are going to praise and worship him right now.
This is
There's my friend Noel Richards, and what an honor it is to be able to have my friends accompanying me on this prayer series, Let's Pray America, people I've built relationship with over the years, and very thankful and grateful for relationships. Every day, I pray for divine appointments and divine connections, because I know there's people that God has assigned to my life and has assigned me to their life. And so why don't we just pray right now for divine appointments and divine connections. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring you into a relationship with people that are designed to make a contribution to your life. They've been assigned to your life. And so we just thank you for today, for this day, and for relationships, divine appointments, divine connections. As we start this day, let's make our faith declarations together. The Bible says the just shall live by his faith. So why don't we speak some faith words today as we begin this Wednesday morning prayer time. Say with me these words. Repeat these words after me. You can do this. Today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today's a happy day. Today is a peaceful day. Today's a wonderful day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. Today is a great day. Today's a fantastic day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And today is the happiest day of my life. Today's a good day. Today is a blessed day. I'm blessed, and I am a blessing. Today's a safe day. Today is a healthy day. Today is a prosperous day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. And I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can drive what God says I can drive. I can fly where God says I can fly. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens me. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections. Holy Spirit setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new relationships, new confidence, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new dreams, new visions, new beginnings. Today's a good day, blessed day, opportune day. I declare all is well today. All is well in my life. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my finances. All is well in my family. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well. Today's a good day. Happy day. Blessed day. Fantastic day. TGIW. Thank God it's Wednesday. Lord, we are so grateful and thankful today for all of your blessings. It's just wonderful to be alive. We have food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink, house to live in. We're blessed. Clothes to wear, we're blessed. And we want to thank you for all of your blessings. And now we want to pray as Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, when he said, "When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And so we are so thankful today that we have the opportunity to know him and to pray. And we declare that God is our Father. He is Jehovah God. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shammah, our presence. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. He's Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. And he is Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner. He is our God, and we are his sons and daughters. And we acknowledge you, Lord, that you are God, and there is no other God other than Jehovah God in heaven or in earth. And we come boldly into your presence this morning by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, repenting of our sins and the sins of this nation. And we ask God for mercy on America. We ask, Lord, that you would revive us again in this nation, in this land. And now we pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we know according to Jeremiah 29 that your plan for our lives, for the members of our family, is a good plan. It's not an evil plan, but it's a good plan. You said to give us a future and a hope. And so we do have a bright future. We realize and recognize today that we could have been born any time in history past. We could have been born any time in history future. But here we are alive today. And so we pray as you taught us to pray, Lord, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'd like for you just to take the next few minutes and begin to pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life and the members of your family. And you got to remember that God is a generational God. And so you have an opportunity to be able to influence future generations. And so pray for your family members and spend time not only talking to God, but spend time listening to God, because prayer is more than just having a monologue, but prayer is a dialogue where we speak to God and He listens, and then we give an opportunity for Him to speak to us as we listen. So let's wait in His presence now and just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us as we speak to Him and pray for His will, plan, and purpose to be done in our lives. So let's take the next few moments to pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Thank you, God, that Your will is being done in our lives today. We're so thankful and grateful for that. And on this Wednesday morning, I would like to take this opportunity to pray a special prayer for those of you who may be going through difficult times in your life today. You may be having many challenges in your home, your marriage, your relationships, your finances, your health, your emotions, your job, your business. I don't know what's going on in your life today, but I know that Jesus really cares. He cares and He knows, and He wants to minister to you today. And so I want to pray a special prayer for you today. If you're having challenges in your life, and so let's pray. America is not just about praying for our nation, but it's also praying about individual people in our nation, people like yourself that may be facing difficult times here on this Wednesday. So I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to minister to you today. And I pray, Lord, that you would reach out by your Holy Spirit and touch every person that is praying with me today that may be going through some type of challenge, some type of difficulty. It may be a bleak time in their life. It may be a very sorrowful time, a heavy time. And Lord, we know that in life we can go through some stuff. I just pray right now for those that need a special prayer today. Let them know that you love them and care for them, and you desire to come as a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You desire to come and minister to them today. So ask Holy Spirit that you would just reach out and touch them today. Those that are facing major challenges in their lives. And so while you are receiving today the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because Paul said concerning giving and receiving, sometimes we need to give and other times we need to receive. And I just pray right now that you will receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit as my friends, Tanya Goodman Sykes, whose father was also my friend, Rusty Goodman, Tanya and her husband, Michael Sykes, sing this old song entitled, Take Your Burden to the Lord and Leave It There.
If you trust and never doubt, your burden to the Lord. Leave it.
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. So I just pray that you're receiving the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, because the Lord really does love and care for you. And while we're praying for individual needs, I would like to especially pray for those of you who are praying with me today and you need a healing miracle in your life. In 2004, my wife Jean was diagnosed with cancer. It was quite a surprise and shock to us, because she had never really been sick in her life, not even a cavity. But there's no word like the C word that will strike fear in your heart and life. But through the prayers of other Christians and our friends, Jean received a miracle healing, which she wrote about in her book, Overwhelming Victory, Healed of Cancer. Each day during Jean's illness, we would agree together for her healing. And while we were agreeing together, we would listen to this song by my friend Godfrey Birtle, entitled I Will Stand. And while Godfrey sings this morning, it's important that you know that we are standing with you in prayer for your healing miracle today. Whatever physical need you might have, then I just want you to believe that by His stripes we are healed, and by His stripes we were healed. And so I declare today that you're going over and not going under, that God did not leave you alone. And it doesn't make any difference what your circumstances are today. We know that Jesus is our healer. It makes no difference what reports you have received. We know that Jesus is our healer, and greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. The Bible says that by His stripes we are healed. Psalms 107 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Isaiah 54 says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, including no weapon of sickness or disease that has been formed against you shall prosper. The Bible says in Psalms 112, He does not fear bad news, nor live in dread of what may happen. For he has settled in his mind that Jehovah will take care of him. That is why he can calmly face his foes. So I declare that if you have a foe of sickness or disease today, whatever the report or the reports may be, you can calmly face this, because we know that Jesus is our healer, and He has come to heal you today. And so, Father, I just pray for those who have some type of sickness, disease, or disorder in their physical bodies, that You would come and heal them. Lord, I extend my prayer to our prayers today and ask that You come and heal them. Deliver them from this sickness and disease. Deliver them from every fear of destruction, every fear of premature death, every fear that things are not going to work out. I pray for them right now, and I stand with them in prayer that You will minister to them. Here's a song that when Jean was involved in her battle against cancer, that we would listen to on a daily basis, and we would sing to each other. Here's my friend Godfrey Birtle, and he's going to sing a song entitled, I Will Stand. And so I'm going to agree with you and stand with you right now.
After I've done everything, I will stand. With my eyes on the King of Kings, I will stand. I will stand in confidence, see the Lord's deliverance. Yes, I will stand. I will stand. At this I'm absolutely sure. the goodness of the Lord. Yes, I will stand, because I'm standing with Jesus. Darkest day, I will stand and bring a sacrifice of pain. I will stand, I will stand, no matter what is thrown at me. I'll stand against the devil's king. Yes, I will stand. Yes, I will stand, because I'm standing with Jesus. I am standing with my King.
We're standing today, we're standing this morning, and we are standing with you. You know, the Bible says, having done all to stand, we're to stand. And so we set ourselves in agreement with you today that you are the healed of the Lord, or whatever particular situation or need might be today, that God is supplying all your need, he said in his word, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. And so, when my wife Jean was ill, there came a day when we just had to stand and proclaim that we were going to be overcomers, that we were going to stand by faith, and that the battle had been won. And so I declare today, those of you that have special situations going on today, I declare that your battle has already been won, and that you will overcome. And so, I just want to encourage you today, as my friend Lana Holtz begins to sing this incredible song that she wrote, entitled, Overcome, that there will be a shout of praise and exaltation to the Lord Jesus Christ for healing you, and for setting you free, and for ministering your miracle into your life, that you have so desperately need of today. And so, as Lana sings, I want you just to give a shout of praise, and faith will rise in your heart that you will overcome. Be strong in the Lord and of good courage, for God is your strength and help today.
Doesn't matter how long or how tough or how much I suffer, I will overcome by the strength and the word of my Father. I will overcome. Yeah. Doesn't matter how deep or how strong the pain I'm under, I will overcome by the strength and the words of my Father. I will overcome. And hell won't take us under, and heaven will take us over. Rejoice, for we will overcome. Rejoice, for the battle has been won. Rejoice.
I declare today that you're an overcomer. You are not going under, but you are going over. And we rejoice that we're overcomers today. So, Father, I just thank you for answering prayer today. I thank you for personal victories that have been accomplished in people's lives today as we've been praying, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And now we pray for the will, plan, and purpose of God to be done in our nation, this nation, the United States of America that we love so much. Let's pray, America. Let's pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in our lives. Let's pray for our president. Let's pray for our Senate. Let's pray for Congress. Let's pray for our state government and local government. And I want to give you just a few moments to pray for our nation and our national leaders, that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in their lives today. Lord, I love this nation. I pray your will, plan, and purpose that you have for the United States of America be accomplished. I pray for my leaders today. I pray for my president. I pray, Lord, that you would give him wisdom to know how to go out and to come in, when to speak, when not to speak, how to move about. I pray, Lord, that you would give him godly men and women that would surround him, so that he will make wise decisions, will have a wise heart. I pray for every leader in our nation, the Supreme Court, the Senate, the Congress. I pray for my governor. I pray for my congresspeople. I pray for my mayor. We just pray, Lord, that you would come and minister to the leaders of our nation. May godly men and women rise up to be in positions of leadership in this great nation. And Father, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. I just want you to spend just a few moments asking God to supply whatever need you might have. And remember, don't speak to God in general terms, but be very specific concerning your need. And so whatever you have need of today, he said, when you pray, say, give us this day our daily bread. Tell God what you need and ask Him to supply your needs today. And let's pray this prayer right now. As Jesus said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's put on our armor, our spiritual armor, according to Ephesians chapter 6, our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, shield of faith, and sword of the Spirit. And let's pray God's hedge of protection to rest upon us and our families throughout this day and night and morning. So just take a few moments to pray the hedge of protection over you and your family, asking God to assign His guardian angels to watch over you and camp about you and protect you in the name of the Lord. So why don't you pray for protection today? And Lord, I ask also that you protect our nation today. Watch over the four corners of our nation, that no evil force can come and penetrate our borders. Keep our nation safe. Keep our nation secure. Watch over our land. We pray in Jesus' name. And we also pray right now, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord, we know that forgiveness is not an act of our emotions. We do know that forgiveness is an act of our will. And we declare that we're going to walk in love. We're going to walk in love, and we're going to forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us, and done us wrong. We forgive. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins as we forgive others. Forgive us for any lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, anything that may be upon our lives today that is not pleasing or acceptable in your sight. And Lord, today we accept your forgiveness. And we in turn also forgive ourselves. And so we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness today. Why don't you just spend a few moments asking the Lord to forgive you, whatever it may be on your life? And why don't you call somebody's name that has hurt you, offended you, abused you, misused you, done you wrong? And just call their name today and say, Lord, I forgive them. And Lord, I release them. Why don't you just do it right now? Lord, we are so thankful And we are so very grateful you're on this Wednesday for your forgiveness. Even when we didn't deserve it, you forgave us. And we in turn are forgiving others. And we ask right now that you not only forgive us, but we stand not only repenting of our sins, but we stand repenting for the sins of our nation. Lord, we know that according to Daniel 9 and 20, that we have the authority to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and repent on behalf of our nation, the sins of our land. Would you cleanse our nation today, our nation that has been polluted with so much sin, in the name of Jesus? And we're asking you, God, to forgive our nation for our sins. We ask you to have mercy upon us. We don't cry for justice, Lord. We cry for mercy. Forgive us for the shedding of innocent blood, for our lust, our greed, our idolatry. Forgive us, Lord, for taking prayer out of our schools, for taking prayer out of our homes. Forgive us for taking prayer out of our churches. Forgive us for our moral sins. Forgive us for dishonoring fathers and mothers. Forgive us for our disobedience and our compromise. Forgive us for all of our unrighteousnesses. Lord, in Jesus' name, we stand repenting on behalf of our nation and asking, Lord, that you in turn will respond to us by sending revival, a major revival, to every major city in America, by sending another spiritual awakening. Lord, would you bring people out of obscurity to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ? Would you bring young men and women out of obscurity and old men out of retirement to declare the word of the Lord? And so as we repent on behalf of our nation today, we have a strong confidence that you have heard and that you are responding to the prayers of those who are praying with me today on this Wednesday. Let's pray, America, because I know that we can make a difference, particularly when we pray. And so we thank you, Lord. And so, Father, we conclude by saying, for thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so very, very much for praying with me on this Wednesday. What an honor it is to be your prayer leader, prayer partner, as we pray and seek the face of God on this Wednesday. And remember, I love you. Jesus loves you. Why don't you just go out and have a wonderful, wonderful day on this Wednesday. Remember that God is setting up divine appointments, divine connections for you. And so, just go out and have a great day. And I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, to lead you in prayer once more. Remember, you can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.